Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Mark Daly live in the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by our good friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And, of course, brought to you by my buds, Bud, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra, all on board with bringing you Talkback Jackson Sports each and every day. Now, right now, well, how about this? In a second, we're going to go to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. Ray Snell Sports Line, all of our guests joining us via the Sports Line here in just a second. Right now, we're going to go right across the way, and we're going to welcome into the studio Kyle Lichty joining us. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Pretty awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's so great to have you in the studio, especially decked out in all of your Gus Macker gear.
Absolutely. I was hyped up, got dressed this morning, and I'm like, you know, I could wear the clothes for my full-time job, but I'm Mackering all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's Macker Thursday. It's usually Casual Friday, but you're Gus Macker Thursday.
Absolutely.
I like it. I dig it. But we've got a big event coming up, and let's go ahead and talk about the Gus Macker, and we also have Joe Barry joining us on the Ray Snell Sports Line to talk about the Macker. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. We're doing real well. Also, we also have a golf outing. A Gus Macker golf outing that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. And joining us also on the Ray Snell Sports Line, we've got Mariah Mackey. Hey, Mariah.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. Everybody's well. So I feel like we've got a Wampa Room roll call going on with everybody here. So, all right. I'm surprised those two got that reference. All right, Kyle, let's talk Macker. When is it and what can we expect?
Yeah, so first off, this is going to be the fourth year of Macker's return to Jackson.
Get out. Really?
Crazy.
Well, it is crazy.
We had the way Macker works, we run on a three-year contract, okay. And based on the first 3 years, if everything's good to go and Macker's happy and the powers that be in Jackson are happy, we'll re-up it for 3 years. So basically during the event, we got the blessing from everyone that it was a pretty rockin' time.
Yeah.
So guaranteed Macker will be back in town through minimally 2024. So it's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's not like a year-by-year thing.
Okay.
So with that being said, the tournament itself is taking place on July 23rd and 24th in downtown Jackson.
Okay.
The event this year is presented by Henry Ford, as well as County National Bank and Art Main. So really a cool collection of creative minds and community partners bringing this all together and helping fuel and support the activities so we can deliver an event that goes well beyond basketball on the streets of downtown.
Right. Well, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, it's basketball, and you've got some great competition that happens downtown, but it's the event. It's the experience. I mean, when I started working in Jackson just under 20 years ago, you could shoot a cannon downtown, right down Michigan Avenue, hit anything.
Like, think about if we hosted this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, what would you be doing downtown? Like, Grand River was just getting on the scene.
Yeah.
And a couple side streets. So, I mean, it is a very different dynamic.
It is.
Back when Macker was here in the 90s, it used to wrap around the Flagstar building.
Mm.
And, because what wasn't much going on in Michigan Ave between Mechanic and Jackson. So now the fact that we can have a major event literally take over the downtown corridor, it's awesome.
All right. So, Joe, let's bring you in. What's your role with the Macker this year, Joe?
So I am the marketing communications intern for the Macker. So I'll basically, you know, I try to promote it as much as I can, and you'll see me a lot behind a lot of the social media posts, stuff like that.
Okay. All right, so what's like been the biggest challenge for you working with the Macker as far as getting the word out?
I guess it's just because it's pretty early on. You know, we have the tournament in late July, and, you know, a lot of people are coming off of their high school basketball seasons or youth basketball seasons, so, you know, they're trying to take a break, so trying to get it out to them early, but, you know, with all the events and stuff, you know, it kind of can grab their eye a little earlier as well.
All right, if someone's looking then to get into the Macker, and it's a wide variety of age groups, right? If someone's looking to get into the Macker, they contact you, or what do they do, Joe?
So you can go to our website, Gus Macker Jackson, our Facebook page, and you can look at there, and we have links to the registration, and we also have an Instagram page, as you know, all the kids are on all the social media these days.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few ways to find us, and, you know, we have links straight to the registration off of all sites.
Okay, so it's real simple, real easy to do. What about old guys like me? What's the best way?
The best way for you guys, I would say, you know, you could reach out to Kyle. We have his number provided a lot of places. Or you could just go on the web and look it up. We're plenty of ways to contact us.
And I'd say with that, too, Joe brought up a great point, uh-huh. Social media. We're going to be announcing a lot of new activities, a lot of updates and deadlines mm-hmm. and rules through social. So the website is macker.com/local/Jackson-MI. You know, very cumbersome right there. But if you go macker.com and you click Jackson, you can get there.
Yeah.
But social media is great just because if you're looking for any updates, like we're going to be having flash contests announced and all that.
Okay.
Follow the page. And like right now, Joe's doing a series in partnership with the DDA where we're giving away $50 gift cards to downtown businesses every mm-hmm. Trivia Tuesday.
Cool.
Just because.
Right.
So, I mean, you could, just click like on the page and all of a sudden you're starting to win some money. Pretty crazy.
And everybody has Facebook page. I mean, it's just makes it so easy to follow and just to get the updates and all that stuff. So,
absolutely.
All right, cool. So, now I'm intrigued. You're giving stuff away every Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, one of the things is, like, Macker is, you know, it started off as a basketball tournament in Scott McNeil's driveway and turns out to be this global phenomenon. And now there's 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics, you know, based off this concept that happened in his driveway. So with that, we want to, you know, expand on the basketball and expand to a festival. And why not just expand compared to just 2 weekends to an entire week and then throughout the entire, you know, promotional season. So compared to just pumping an event, we want to engage with fans, give stuff away literally every week up until the event just to build some hype and have some fun.
Right, absolutely. And let's talk about the event itself. The quality of the competition that's been there for the last few years. I guess what's your level of surprise with that? Is it kind of like what you were expecting? Were you like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the talent we have on the courts? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a very great point, because one of the things, and I'll just be very real with you, it's a competitive event. Mm-hmm. Like if you sign your kid up for the 10 and under division, they're 8 years old and never played competitive basketball before, it's going to be tough. I mean, a lot of these teams travel and they've played together since they were 5-year-olds and all that. So even for the youth division, you see some great competition, and that's where we would love to see local talent really on the big stage and compete against each other. But then when you get to the adult division, we've had semi-pro and former pro basketball players in this. And for other tournaments across the state, this is kind of funny, but at the Flint Macker last year, all of a sudden, Marshawn Lynch is just there hanging out on the court shooting baskets. It draws people, right? So brings a different kind of, celebrity and athlete to town. And for us, for some of the top athletes, we do have a $1,000 prize for the dunk contest. Okay. So that in itself pulls some players to town.
Awesome. All right. So, again, Joe, let's go back to you real quick. You got the marketing angle all taken care of. Are we going to see Joe on the court this year?
I won't be playing, but you will see me there. I think my competitive playing days might be coming to an end.
Is this your first year a part of the Macker?
Yes, this is my first part, help setting it up. Mm-hmm. I've been around Mackers growing up and stuff, so I'm very familiar with the scene.
But you're from Jackson, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and you're at Michigan State, right? Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You obviously understand how important events like this are, not just to the city, not just to town, but really for the community as a whole.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, especially with, if you look at Jackson, we have a rich history in girls and boys basketball. And so, you know, to have like an event like this tying the community together, who's a strong basketball community, it's almost perfect.
And Kyle, you alluded to it earlier. I mean, there's some prize money up for grabs with this.
Yeah, so first off, there's trophies for first through third place, as well as the toilet bowl. So if you lose out on the first two games, it's not double elimination. It's guaranteed 3 games. So with that, you can walk home with a little porcelain trophy to showcase on your mantle, first through third. We don't have any financial prizes for actual tournament play, but we do have contests. So we're looking to have a new around-the-world contest when you think about backyard basketball. We want to create that type of competition and environments compared to just having like the dunk contest for the top athletes around. So, you know, that comes to the whole sponsorship angle that we are looking for, you know, support to add like a kids dunk contest and around the world and lightning and free throw. And if we have more contests, we can do more prizes and have more fun from the Friday night Heroes tournament and registration all the way through the weekend.
All right. So for those who are interested in sponsoring them, they contact you? Do they contact Joe? Where do they go?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go just zip an email to GusMackerJXN@gmail.com. And we're a pretty creative and adaptable group. We have, of course, you know, the top level presenting sponsorships, but all the way to just contributions for giveaways, meal sponsorships to feed our volunteers and court sponsors and everything in between.
All right. Now, let's transition the conversation just a little bit. We're still going to stay on the sports side of things, but we're going to go from a big round basketball to a little tiny golf ball.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the golf outing.
Yeah, so the Macker Hacker we are bringing to Calderon Golf Club for the first time ever. Now, Macker Corporate has the Macker Hall of Fame. So every 5 years, they have a Hall of Fame ceremony for Macker alums. They do a big golf outing in Belding, Michigan. And when we were thinking about ways to really expand from the basketball and expand from the weekend itself, it's like, what if we did something for another type of athlete in town? So the Macker Hacker, we reached out to the headquarters and they were all for another tournament doing that. So this is something compared to every 5 years happening, we'd love to do on an annual basis and have a big kind of high stakes golf outing with some pretty flashy prizes and bring that fun, wacky Macker vibe to the course with some serious giveaways and all that.
All right. And this is where Mariah comes in, because Mariah, you're with us. You're helping out with this also. What's your role with the Macker Hacker?
I'm actually the basketball and golf operations intern, so I'm basically planning the whole event with help from Kyle, but it's mostly on my end to get everything done.
Okay.
Absolutely correct.
Now, let me throw the same question at you. What type of challenges have you been facing? Wait, are you doing operations for not only the golf outing, but also for the Macker event, the basketball tournament? Okay. Well, I'm sorry we didn't bring you in earlier.
I'm more of like the second person in line for the basketball event because there's so many people working on it right now.
Well, let's talk about golf first. What are some of the challenges that you've been facing as you've been putting together the golf outing?
It's a new event. So, you know, people who are familiar with Gus Macker and just their basketball tournaments, most people are comfortable with sponsoring that event rather than the golf outing just because the golf outing's so new. They don't know how it's going to go. They don't know what it's all about. So that's been the hardest, you know, getting people to take the risk for the golf outing rather than just the basketball tournament.
All right. Well, let's address that. If someone is a little apprehensive, why should they sponsor the golf outing?
It's going to reach a whole different group of people that the basketball tournament isn't. Basketball tournament, you know, it's mostly young people, kids, and their parents that come along with the population is mostly younger. But, you know, the golf outing, you're going to have an older crowd there that it's going to be more interested in certain businesses, like, you know, automobile places, you know, car places, all these different things. So it's a whole different group of people that a business may get more out of by sponsoring than the tournament.
You know, I'm not much of a golfer. I'm not really, at this point in life, I'm not much of a basketball player. I used to be, but not much of a basketball player now. But what I love about golf outings is they turn into outstanding networking events too. Not only are you having a good time, you're getting some pretty awesome swag, you're having fun outside on a great course like Calderon, but you're just meeting and greeting with people all day long, and you're having fun on the course with three of your other best friends. So it's a hoot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting event. We have a ton of prizes. We already have two hole-in-one contests going.
Wow.
yeah, we have a skins pot getting put together. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to make this a lot of fun, but a very rewarding event too.
So how much is it to get in, Kyle, Mariah? Who wants to answer that one? How much is it to get in?
You want that, Mariah?
Yeah, it's $500 to get in for the foursome. It's $180 per person. But you know, you get lunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then you'll get entered into the skins pot with the ticket. So, you know, you get a lot of things for it, and with the contest we have, it's pretty worth it.
Yes. So to expand on that, the just given is we're going to have trophies just like the basketball tournament too.
Right.
So you can enter to win and actually have a Gus Mackerman take home trophy. I mean, that is really a prestigious award, you know, in the community.
Yeah.
So the fact we're going to do that with the golf outing, that's kind of cool. Player t-shirts. But for the skins contest, you don't even have to pay to buy into the skins contest. We're doing a $2,000 pot just right off the bat.
Nice.
So there will be other contests that Mariah alluded to that we're adding on, you know, for additional competitions. But we're planning to go big from the get-go.
All right. Mariah, how does someone get in? If they want to get their team together, how do they get in, and where do they go for more information?
So there is a link on our Facebook page to the Eventbrite that takes you to the registration, and then you can register everything from there. That is our only registration spot, just to make sure we can keep track of everything. But you can also go to Eventbrite and look up Mac or Hacker.
Eventbrite's a thing of beauty.
It should come up too.
Eventbrite's a thing of beauty, isn't it? I love Eventbrite. All right, so so we've got the Gus Macker, we got the Macker Hacker. Once again, what was the date on the Hacker?
The Hacker is
July 20th.
Okay. Exactly. All right, and the Macker event downtown.
Yep, just 2 days after. Okay. We're kicking off with the Heroes Tournament and some other activities downtown on the 22nd. And then the competitive traditional playing on the blacktop gameplay is the 23rd through 24th.
Okay. So find it online, find him on Facebook, or get a hold of Kyle the traditional way, whichever works best for you. Oh, one more question for you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to find a nice flat surface in Jackson to play basketball?
You know, that's actually a fascinating question. So the thing is, our streets are incredible. Like where we're playing,
okay,
it is perfect. Right.
Good.
On Michigan Ave in Jackson.
Yeah.
The one issue we got to consider, like if we grow, we want to grow, we want mm-hmm. to expand, but where do we expand to? So if you go west down Michigan, there's an immediate incline going past the Hayes to the library. So we can't go further west. We can go north and south or a little to the east, but then we start infringing upon other roadways, and we don't want to, you know, we're pretty invasive, right? But
right,
we don't want to completely disrupt the flow downtown.
Yeah.
So that's where we have to be pretty smart in how we do it. Now, parking lots have a mix of, you know, of grades and then the planters in the middle of them. So we just, that feel from the street, that is just so important to me to
uh-huh.
be on the road. So right where we're at, really between Mechanic and Hayes Court on Michigan and a little bit of Jackson, prime blacktop for basketball.
Right. You know, you start moving out downtown a little bit, you'll be finding courts with potholes in them too, so you don't
you never know.
All right, anything else to our full panel here, anything else that we left untouched? We got it all covered.
I would just say, thing, make sure you do check out our social media pages, because there's a lot of fun stuff on there, and that's the best way to, you know, keep up with all of us.
All right, very good. Joe, Mariah, thank you so much for joining us on the Ray Snell Sports Line. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, right, team.
Kyle, thanks for coming in and making time for us today. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to the Macker downtown.
Awesome. Excited to be back.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.